I was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541.
Like,
hi guys. Hi guys. Wait. Welcome to the podcast. I'm Alex, he's King, he's Ski. We're doing the emergency pod because Oregon just got their asses handed to him in the Rose Bowl. Just a little disclaimer. We are doing this podcast right after the game. What do you generally do during a football game if you're watching it, like with a group of friends or whatever? You usually drink alcohol, and so we have done that. And you know what? We're the Sports Brewery Podcast. If you can't handle that, stop fucking watching and listening to the Sports Brewery Podcast. You know what I'm saying? So deal with it. If you got a complaint, like, write it to the FCC and leave me out of it, okay?
Send your complaints to HR. They'll deal with it.
There you go. Let HR deal with it. Thank you very much.
King's out the box. King's out the complaint box.
Yeah,
you get to. There you go. This is a
fresh gin and tonic, just for this podcast. Thank you, Oregon. You know what you've done? You know what you've done? You know what you've done, Dan Lanning?
In your Christmas tree.
You know what you've done, Dylan Gabriel? You know what you've done, Tosh Lupoy? You've driven me to drink. How does that make you feel? You know? I'm a upstanding single father, like, going through society, just trying to do his best. And this is what you do with your actions. You know?
He's trying to live your life, man.
Trying to live my life. Raise my kid in this, like, horrific society we're living in. And this is what you do. This is what you're bringing to the party. You know? You know? Okay. For real though, this is the actual pod for this week. We're not going to do one tomorrow. We usually do these on Thursdays. We're just going to do this one this week. And so
raw emotions.
So, you know, this is going to be it. We're going to talk about the Duck game. We're still going to do our lines. We're still going to do a list. The list is going to be bullshit. You're going to hate it, but we're going to do it anyways. And also, what else? The movie, we do have a movie podcast coming up this Sunday. It is Challengers. So if you're feeling bad already, like, go watch Challengers and feel even worse. You know, we are as a podcast here to ruin your week. And so, so you know what? Have at it. Have a shitty week. Welcome to 2025. It's only going downhill from here, folks. You think it couldn't get worse, but you know what? It probably is.
There's still Duck basketball to let us down, so it still can get worse.
Yeah, Dana can still find a way. Kelly Graves, he's already way ahead of things. Yeah, the movie Challengers. What's that streaming on? Is that on Prime? I forget.
I think it was Prime.
I believe it was Prime. Yeah. So Prime Video, watch it. Listen to us talk about it. It's the one with, like, the three-way kiss with Zendaya. That's what it's known for. So go watch it. Listen to us talk about it. I'm not going to promote all of the things. You know where all the things are. Let's just get into the Rose Bowl. It was, you know, it's really easy to, like, throw hyperbole around when you've seen a game like this. But I genuinely feel that is the worst I've seen Oregon play in a half of football, like, ever. Like the first quarter, it was like every single thing Oregon was doing was wrong. And there was literally one drive, and it was with a minute left in the first half that they scored on offensively. Other than that, they didn't do anything. Their special teams sucked. Their obviously their defense sucked. Like, Jeremiah Smith, like, Will Howard did literally whatever they wanted, and there was nothing they could do. I want to put it on the players, and the players definitely deserve a lot of blame for this. But the coaches, like, you have to put this on Dan Lanning. Like, you had 3 weeks. Like, it's as if you'd never seen a forward pass before. You played team already.
The thing that killed me is that every time they sent a wide receiver in motion, everyone is like pointing, but they were in disarray. it wasn't, there was nothing like information. It was like, oh shit, there's just someone running to the left or running to the right in, you know. And if you watched Ohio State's, like, for most of the game, I granted the score got away, but it was three guys, maybe four on the line, and someone right in the middle, and holy shit, Oregon just got out-coached.
Yeah.
Insanely.
The first play of the game. The first play of the game. Send a guy in motion. You have the tight end on the wheel route. It's like, by the way, you're coaching against Chip Kelly's offense. Oregon, you've seen this before. Like, you have seen a wheel route out of motion before. You know this play. It's like how are you not prepared for everything Ohio State is throwing at you? It's not, by the way, like Jeremiah Smith, like transcendent athlete.
He's going very big, strong,
very
insanely great. Like, he should be in the NFL right now. He's just not allowed to be.
We knew that before today.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. But you also, like, stopped him before, and you game-planned him before. Oh. So what's different now? Like, what changed?
Slowed him down and fully stopped him. But
what changed before the Big Ten championship game to now? Like, what changed? Because the defense in the last two games has been abysmal. Like, we were talking about Tosh, like, getting a head coaching job. They have been abysmal.
No.
King's 100%. It's that first possession of the game. Three plays, touchdown, and everyone, especially the linebackers, like King said, was pointing things out and didn't know where to go. And it was the easiest touch. I've never seen a game over so fast. Three plays, the game's over. That's pretty much how it went. And then, you know, go on the other side of the ball. First possession for the Ducks. Three plays, three terrible play calls. Punt. Ohio State goes down, score, and the game's over. That's right then. It reminded me of, you brought up what's the worst they've looked. It kind of reminded me of that, the first Lanning's first game against Georgia, where they were just completely outclassed.
Oregon, they shouldn't be outclassed.
That's the difference. That's the difference. That's they the difference. Have been, but that's what the game looked and felt like.
That's the thing. Going into this game, Oregon is as talented, if not more talented, than Ohio State.
Not more, but
they just got close. They got out coached. They, like, plain and simple.
And that's the thing I just don't get is, Chip Kelly has been Dan Lanning and Tosh Lupoi have coached against Chip Kelly,
yes,
like three times. What the fuck was just motion doing against them to confuse them like that?
It wasn't anything special. Let's put it out there.
Oh my god! You sent a tight end into motion, and it just worked every time. It just worked every time.
Yeah.
Every time.
And even, like, Nuttian points this out in the chat. He's like, it seemed like Oregon was always one step behind in passes in triple coverage. Because they were triple covering Smith. And they were still completing passes against it.
I will say, we could crush the secondary as much as we want. They were in position a decent amount of times.
Weren't making
one,
plays.
The ball was thrown. One, the ball was thrown well by Howard. Two, the receiver went and got it.
Well, like, yeah, that second touchdown to a Egbuka.
Yeah.
It was literally tipped by the safety.
Yes.
And it went right into his hands. And then, you know, the next possession, Oregon throws it deep to Tez. And it's off the helmet, and it goes out of bounds. At that point, I knew game over. Bounces are just not going Oregon's way. And this was not a bounces game. I'm not saying that. But at that point, I was like, oh, fuck. Yeah, this shit's over. And the whole thing, I just, it was so confusing to watch because Ohio State moving the ball and being awesome on offense, okay, fine.
I mean, knew that coming in, they were going to score points.
Yeah. Yes, but Oregon, like, just running east to west, weird, weird. Go north to south at some point. And the Evan Stewart thing, he suffered a hamstring injury. Is that what they're saying that didn't come out?
I heard something with warm-ups. He tweaked something in warm-ups, and they didn't feel comfortable playing him.
Whatever. But even so, every play was just until it was over. And it was over quick. Game was over quick. But they were just going east to west.
No, the last drive of the first half, they finally started pushing the ball downfield. And what do you know? They scored a touchdown. It's shocker, right? Big fucking shocker. That the worst part is that we all saw this the first time they played. They attacked Ohio State downfield in the middle of the field.
Throw it deep.
They would still do those quick little screen passes out there to get, you know, their 5 or 6 yards. But that was once the offense was cooking. Yeah. Fucking Stein was calling this game like this offense had been cooking already and they had a nice lead. And he's trying to, you know, half kill the clock, half just trying to keep possession. You're down 3 scores instantly.
It was weird.
He wasn't calling plays like that.
It was weird. It was like Stein completely forgot the first time they played Ohio State. Like, and what was successful for the offense when they played Ohio State? Like, throw the ball down the field. Take the top off the defense. Like, you have Tez Johnson. So Stewart wasn't playing, which doesn't help because Stewart is one of your speed guys. But by the way, Holden, over 100 yards receiving and 2 touchdowns today. He was great.
Was fired up the whole game.
Throw the fucking ball to the guy. Throw it down the field. Stretch the defense. That's what opens up the run. Like, by the way, the run was never working at any point in this game.
Which was weird, too.
Yes.
Weird. Yes.
But if that's not working, then the fucking downfield passes will. That's the point. Like, we saw it with fucking Boise. Like when Penn State was taking on Boise, they were like, we're going to load the box with 9 guys. We're going to stop Genty. You got to beat us passing the ball. They can't because it's Boise City and they have a horrible quarterback. Like, Oregon has a good quarterback who can throw a great deep ball. Let him throw the deep ball. Like, let him eat. He did it last time these two teams played. Let the guy loose, man. It was fucking maddening. And then when you're down like 4 scores and you're still trying to run the ball with Whittington and you're still punting it like in midfield, like, I'm just like, all right, do you even want to be here? Like, I kept saying that in the first half. It's like, does Lanning even want to be here? Because he's coaching like it's a exhibition or some shit. He's coaching like it's a spring game. Like, what are you doing, man? My guy, this is the Rose Bowl. Did you forget? Like, Mr. Fucking, like, I'm going to show my team a Tarantino movie before every game and get them pumped up and tell them that the world hates them. Did you forget this is the Rose Bowl? And, like, you're supposed to actually be there and play football? Fuck's sake, man. That was embarrassing. It was embarrassing.
You saw who came and wanted to play.
You did. Ohio State, props to them. They were ready.
They were, yes. They were geared up. Yeah. The Stein thing reminds me of what Chip Kelly would do in the big games when he was coaching at Oregon. He would think he's so smart and like, you know what? This is what works, but they're not going to expect it if I do the other thing. That's what Stein was doing. You know what worked the first time? We attacked downfield in the middle of the field. So you know what? Not going to expect. Quick passes out, everything short of the sticks, and runs up the middle. And I would like to blame it all on Stein, but the defense fucked him in the equally as bad. Yeah. Because what have we seen with this offense this entire year when it kind of bogs down like this? It's because defenses push everyone up to the box, and they don't worry about you throwing over the top of them. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Ohio State has good enough athletes. I mean, their safety was playing down with the linebackers the entire fucking game. And Kerb, she's over here jerking off to that fucking guy the entire fucking game.
Yeah, who was that guy? Like, I forget Downs, his name. It wasn't Caleb Downs. It was the other guy.
They were jerking off to Downs a lot, too, but...
But, that other guy made so many fucking plays. It was absurd.
By the way, I had never seen him before. I don't remember his name now. I had never seen that player before, but he killed Oregon today. Killed Oregon.
Killed them.
And yeah, and you know, you said Stewart injury. Guess what? The James injury wasn't a factor anyway because they couldn't run the ball anyways.
But by the way, like, that is not a small deal. Like,
but how did they not run the ball today? Yeah,
but he's a 1,200-yard rusher this season, like 15 touchdowns. Like, that is not a small deal. So when they run the ball, I would prefer it be James than Whittington. But the fact that they're down five scores, they kind of have to throw every play anyway. So,
like, what happened in the last 3.5 weeks? Because Oregon could not do anything.
That's what is rust.
Is it just a rust thing?
Yeah.
Like,
maybe.
Because
I don't know.
Arizona State came out sloggish too in their first half.
Oh, well, good for them. They have good enough coaches to come back. Yeah.
And I mean, I would say the same for Boise State, but they were just completely outmatched and classed. I couldn't really tell. But yeah, it goes to this new stupid playoff to where maybe playing that extra game against the weaker opponents to stay sharp and fresh might not be the bad move. But I mean, hindsight's 20/20 on this. You would all say, oh, the Ducks got, you know, like Justice Lowe played in this game because he got that extra rest. And
Justice Lowe. A real game changer.
Game changer. Game breaker right there. Yeah. That's what his nickname is, right? Game breaker.
They just came out and looked like shit. They played and they looked like shit. And then the game ended and they just looked like shit.
The worst part about this is everybody was right. It, like, coming into this game, everybody's saying, can Oregon beat this Ohio State team?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, eat that crow. Yeah.
No. By the way, as Oregon fans, as Oregon players and coaches, eat it. Eat it. Because they were absolutely right. No, you can't. Because this Ohio State team is light years ahead of this Oregon team. I don't know why. I don't know what changed.
With the efforts given, yes.
No. It was. This
asses we were handed this. To you.
Yeah.
Eat it.
No.
Yes.
Yeah. No, and the whole thing sucks. Everything about it sucks because the media was right. Everyone was right. This Ohio State team, this new version of Ohio State versus Oregon, who everyone's just like, they're boring. Dylan Gabriel, boring. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
Agreed.
They were right.
They're right.
Like, they were right. And listen, we could say it's like, maybe 25 days is too much to not be playing, blah, 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 blah. But in this iteration of the playoff, they were right.
Can we all just I've figured out who to blame. We have to blame Michigan. Because that first matchup was such a big close matchup that you knew you needed that second game to where probably the Ducks lose in the Big Ten championship game. And then you don't have them with their fucking hair on fire coming out from opening kick like they wanted to murder every Duck player the entire game. Yeah. Like I said, it was a pure effort on everyone's part. The players were not playing up to what Ohio State players were doing. The coaches certainly weren't coaching anywhere near what Ohio State coaches were doing. Yeah. You needed to get punched in the mouth in that second meet up with them, not the revenge game for Ohio State.
So we're blaming Michigan beating Ohio State.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm cool with that.
Because if that team that played Penn State in the Big Ten Championship played Ohio State, they would have gotten stomped too, and then you could have reevaluated the team coming off a loss.
So Nutsian in the chat asking, how much is this on Lanning for signing off on the offensive/defensive plan?
At a certain point, the coaches have to take.
They got to take ownership. Play. Yeah,
because that was terrible.
Because they had 3 weeks. To game plan, so, okay, a week to game plan Ohio State, 3 weeks to prep their team to play in the Rose Bowl. You played Ohio State before. You got to watch Ohio State last week.
They had people prepping for Ohio State before
for a month.
They played Penn State
for a month
in the Big Ten championship game.
Yes.
Like, the lower level coaches were already game planning for Ohio State. And it just fucking chaps my fucking dick that this dick fuck Chip fucking Kelly. Fuck Chip Kelly. I don't fucking like Chip Kelly. I never liked Chip Kelly. I mean, his teams were great, don't get me wrong. But he always felt transactional at Eugene. Like,
erroneous. Erroneous.
He always felt transactional. Like, he didn't want to be here. We all knew it. He wanted to go to the
NFL.
It's
a deep cut,
so I always never loved him. But it fucking chaps the head of my fucking penis that he developed that fucking game plan to just fuck the Ducks just insanely hard tonight. Like, that hurts. That one fucking hurts. Because I think the Ducks were like 5-0 against Chip. You know, yeah,
that's tough with UCLA because UCLA is so bad. But
sure,
yes, they were.
Yes, but like, goddamn, like,
isn't that always the thing with Oregon though? Like, when it matters, this is what Oregon football does.
Well, I said when we were picking lines and we were on this game, I was waffling on it, and then I talked myself into, because I was like, hey, Lannon finally won the big game against Ohio State, right? And then won the big game against Penn State. And I duped myself into thinking that, all right, he's broken. He broke that curse of losing
big games. You forgot this is Oregon.
You forgot that
this is Oregon. No matter who's coaching them, it's still Oregon. This is still going to happen.
But it wasn't even just those games. It was they went to Michigan, who has...
Yeah, exactly. It was...
They beat the shit out of him, you know, like Washington, who's not good, but, you know, that's a monkey off his back. And they beat the shit out of Washington with 10 sacks. Everything was there. It was there. Man.
What happened more, like I said, I wasn't shocked by the defense eating a bag of dicks again, because we saw that against Penn State. It's the offense then, right? Like, what the fuck? I mean, we've seen a couple bad games from the offense this year. How has he not learned through this entire year and looking back, hey, why were those games, our offense was pretty lackluster? Oh, it's because we weren't attacking downfield. I wasn't doing this, this, and this. And that seemed to be exactly what his game plan was. I mean, they showed a stat in the first quarter. I mean, it was each quarterback was like 8 for 11 passing. Difference was Gabriel was 8 for 11 for like 45 yards. Howard was 8 of 11 for 220 and 2 touchdowns.
Yeah.
That's the difference in the game calling in this from the two offensive coordinators, is the dink and dunk thinking you're just going to pick them apart. And, oh, what do you know? We have athletes. I'm going to throw the ball up to them. It's a smart idea.
Tez had 5 catches for 32 yards. 32 yards.
He's not a huge home run hitter, but to get, he should pick up a 20-yard catch here and there.
Yeah.
I mean, God.
No. Yeah. No.
That's it. I thought
he was going to be the answer. I thought he was going to be the Travis Kelce type, 3rd and 8. He just gets 9. Second and 5, he gets 6. And then 2 times, you know, he just gets 15. But I'm in it.
Those first possessions. We've talked about it before also. When are the Ducks at their best, especially with Gabriel? When they get the 3rd down and it's 3rd and 3,
yeah,
3rd and 4. Those first 3 possessions, it was 3rd and 8 and 3rd and 7 on all those ones.
The whole game.
And
yeah.
It was like, underneath. Guess what? Those little 5-yard passes, that's short of the 1st down instead of picking it up when you can't get that 3rd and short.
Those passes into the flat, they would lose yards on. And so they would cut, and then they'd run the ball and get like 3 yards, and so it'd be 3rd and 8 every single time, and that's easy. That's easy. Like, Ohio State does have a talented defense. As much as Oregon took them apart the last time they played, they have a lot of talented players. So if they get you in 3rd and 8, there's a good chance they're going to beat you. That's it.
Yeah, and you can look at their sacks. I mean, they had what, 8? They finished with 8 sacks.
Yeah. Yeah, by the way, Oregon's O-line sucked. Like,
Yes, but before yes. you know, before the game got out of hand, they didn't.
I know. Get I know.
The second half.
What changed? Right.
What the hell changed?
Ohio State's defense was there, especially their ends. I mean, we were going off on JTT and fucking
Sawyer,
cracker white guy Sawyer. Sawyer batted down like 7 balls tonight.
Yes,
he was in Gabriel's face the entire fucking game.
How did it change?
Effort. I they wanted it more. That's the only thing I can give up on on the battle in the front. The Oregon's defensive line did not have the fight in them. They did rarely got pressure on Howard.
You know what, dude? I love that take. You're absolutely right. It's literally Ohio State was more prepared for this game and they wanted it more. I saw way more effort, way more fight out of Ohio State's players tonight than Oregon's. Literally the first half, like, and I'm not, again, this is not hyperbole. It didn't look like Oregon wanted to be there. Like I saw no effort. I saw nobody like mad. Nobody other than Holden. Like Holden.
Holden was the only one.
Holden wanted to fucking be there. Like, and he was the only one who did, seemingly, in the entire first half. But I saw that from Ohio State. Ohio State wanted to beat the fuck out of Oregon. Like, you heard them talking about it all week, and then they came out on the field and did it. Which again, like, props to them. Like, props. Like, credit where it's due. They were ready. They wanted it more, and they fucking took it. And Oregon, I don't know why.
Dan Lanning is like the motivation guy.
I know what happened, right?
What the fuck happened?
Well, what's the old Tyson line? Everyone has a game plan until you get fucking punched in the face.
Yeah.
They got punched. That first drive, yes, you could come back from that punch in the face. First drive, all right. You know they're going to score. It's the punch in the face from the offense right after that is what really is like, oh, shit. I think all the players are like, oh, we're fucked, right? Yeah. I mean, at that point, we're fucked.
Yeah, you got punched in the face, and you had no idea what to do in response to it.
No, and even, of course, my dumb fucking brain, I'm thinking at the end, you're like, all right, you know, get the ball at second half. We scored right before the first half, right? Went for two, got it. Hey, you come out and score, and guess what they did?
Because
we've seen it all this year.
Win the middle eight.
The one thing about this Lanning team this year is that they've played close games all year. They've found ways to win, and they always seem to like not be overwhelmed by the scenario. And what did they? They came out and scored their first possession in the second half. And what do? They get a great three and out to start the next drive from Ohio State. And then it was a classic Stein kicky in the dick. First play, I think, was a little swing pass out that lost a couple yards. Now they're behind the sticks. Sack, punt. And then that's it. That was it. That was officially the end of the game, was that drive.
I think Lanning picked the worst Tarantino movie to prep them for with this one. What would you guys say that is? All right, top three worst Tarantino movies. Four Rooms. Have you seen that?
Kill Bill 2.
Kill Bill 2.
I'm going to go out. I'll say Pulp Fiction. I don't like
Pulp
Fiction.
It has great
lines.
Always being a jerk. You're just being
That's a take.
You're being a hot take artist.
Death Proof? What about Death Proof?
I like Death Proof.
Okay. Four Rooms sucks. Can we say that? Can we all agree on Four Rooms? Four Rooms sucks.
All right, yeah, well.
Which, by the way, you think Four Rooms would have come out before Pulp Fiction? You're like, all right, he's cutting his teeth with Four Rooms, whatever. Yeah. And it didn't. Pulp Fiction was first, which is
wild. You guys do not like my take that I said I don't like Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. So,
well, you're wrong.
That's a terrible take.
Yeah, you're wrong. That's because it's a bad take, Ski. So, you know.
That's a correct take. I've been correct the whole time. I said the Ducks should have lost and not gotten the bye.
You know what?
Easy route instead of playing Ohio State. You know.
That is an erroneous thing because we said, Alex and I said, you can't just turn off the trigger. No. And lose intentionally.
You can. That was the thing.
No, you can't.
You know what, Ski? This is bullshit, and you know it. You're being willfully obtuse.
Can and they should have. But here's my question for you. And guess what? As a whole, Great season. I mean, undefeated.
Nutian says Hateful Eight.
Ooh, yeah, I cannot get on board with that.
Get out of here with Hateful Eight. Leave. Right. Leave the chat.
Yes.
Hateful Eight, I feel like Hateful Eight is rated as Tarantino's worst movie ever.
Is it? I disagree. Yeah. I think it's fantastic.
I would fight that too.
Yeah.
I think it's good, but I think if you look it up, that's his worst.
Wow.
It could be. But yeah, like I said, great, you know, great undefeated season. You can't complain about the regular season. But this kind of loss in this game, someone's head's got to roll, right?
Whose?
It has to be one of the coordinators,
that's
right?
That's the thing. You went 12 and 1. Like, this is your only loss, and you sort of, like, ran through most of the teams you played this year. So, like, do you fire somebody because of this?
No, I don't think so.
This wasn't like the Washington losses where there were close games, and just one thing goes the Ducks' way. Not even a big thing. Just one little thing goes the Ducks' way, and they probably win at least one, if not both, those games. This was the biggest ass beating we've seen. This, like, was off. This was on every fucking level was the worst game we've seen. No.
I think this is Dan Lanning has to take accounting.
That's
of
what
himself.
I was gonna say. Yeah,
because they're gonna change the entire format. That's besides the point. But Dan Lanning has to take accounting of shit. What did I not do? Don't land that shit on Tosh. Don't land that shit on Stein. Dan Lanning has to be like, what? Okay. If I'm in this situation again, what do I have to do? Because they came out flat. And
they did,
like,
yes,
shit.
But again, at this, I mean, it's not quite the level of like an NFL coach. He's a head coach in college, especially one that doesn't call plays on either side of the ball. They're there just for motivating and just kind of making the like game situation go. Like, he's not calling offensive plays there. He's not calling defensive plays there. He has to see this and see that it's a problem.
But I agree. I agree with King, though. I think
he has to take accountability. Yes.
Yeah.
But so do those guys. He has to look and be like, oh, is Will Stein really the kind of guy of this kind of offense that this team needs to run going forward? Mm-hmm. I mean, we've complained about his offense now for 2 years. It's great when everything is clicking perfectly and you need that exact quarterback to do it. Just think of Dante Moore. If Dante Moore plays like how he did at UCLA next year in this offense, it's going to be a fucking train wreck because he's not the most pinpoint precision passer like Nix and Gabriel were.
But he is more talented as a thrower.
Yes, but the problem is they don't utilize that.
Fair enough.
It's the Herbert thing. You have Justin Herbert, and you don't utilize his one thing is that he's got a fucking cannon. You dink and dunk his ass.
Which I will say, by the way, that was Marcus Arroyo, offensive coordinator for Arizona State. I tend to agree with King on this because his team was not ready. Like they got punched in the mouth very early on, and they had no answer until basically, like, there was a couple minutes left in the first half, and that's on him. Like, your team has to be ready, and part of your job as a head coach is reading the tea leaves of what the other team is doing, and the other team, you knew they really fucking wanted to beat you. Like, they were waiting all season to play you again. And now they have an opportunity to play you again. And you know they're going to fucking come out ready. So you better match that, at least.
I'm saying what King was saying.
I'm saying the team was flat. Like, the
flat.
On offense, defense, special teams, they were not ready to play. And they got punched in the fucking mouth. And by the time they woke up, they were down 4 scores and the game was over. Yes.
But was that first drive to Ohio State, was that the classic Tosh from last year where he wasn't getting plays in on time? Is that why the defense was out of position and not knowing what's going on?
Because we said it earlier, like Oregon was getting beat when they were double teaming Jeremiah Smith. Like, they were in position, they were just getting beat.
And not that first drive. That first drive was wide open, broken play.
Missed tackles, though, like guys out of position. Like, but why were they out of position? It's because they're pointing and yelling and blah, blah, blah. And then it's like, yeah. Okay.
King said that little motion just threw him out of
the Wake black. The fuck the up and play football. You're in the Rose Bowl. Again, it's, yeah, it's what we said earlier. They weren't there.
Like I said, if I were to place blame on the defensive side of like where the problem was, it wasn't the secondary in my eyes. I thought they were in position enough that, and there was just some great throws and catches. The problem was the linebackers and the D line. Like I said, they got zero pressure. The linebackers. That's what he needs. That's what he needs to look at.
Betcher and Bosa aren't good. We can like their stories. We can like whatever. They're not good.
Betcher's a great guy to come up and make tackles here and there, right? But he's not great in coverage. Bosa, who said numerous times, we've seen plays where he's running and the ball is thrown behind his head because he has zero situational awareness on it. That he needs to address the linebacking core going forward. Because they didn't get pressure.
I agree with you.
They got a little pressure in like the second drive. One of the drives they got some pressure. That first punt, they finally got to him. But my God, they completely out of position the whole time by the leaders of the defense of the linebacking unit. And hey, let's might as well throw everyone in there. Can we get a fucking punter that could punt a fucking football? Jesus Christ.
Every single thing about Oregon was bad. Single thing about Oregon was bad. Like that, like this is the worst the punter has played all season. Like it was almost impressive that he never kicked a good punt all game long. Like he would kick the ball from the 30, Ohio State would start on their own 45. It's like you're trying to like inch your way back in a football game here and there, and you need a little help like field position wise, and your punter's kicking it to midfield every time.
I couldn't even tell the difference between James and Dunn. they were the same.
Just fucking go for it. Like if your punter's gonna like kick it like that, just go for it. Fuck it. Like
you know what really killed me?
Everything
was
bad. It's like a little funny just because everything was bad.
Oh, I think I put it in our Discord. I said it hit a point at time where it was just laughable at the time. It was just like. But what killed me was like, all right, James gets hurt, right? All right, we're going to see a heavy dose of Whittington. We're going to see, but you're going to go with Jaden Lamar? That's I couldn't see Riggs one time in this blowout. You couldn't show me Dante Moore and Riggs for the final two drives after he gave up with that punt. It's like,
oh,
there was nothing. Yeah.
Lanning had a couple of white flag punts. Mm. That's for damn sure.
Yeah, I'm gonna say only person I give props to play their ass off was Holden. Only one I think that really showed up and tried.
Emotional,
wanted it, like, and wanted it as much as Ohio State wanted it.
You really saw that he actually wanted it and wanted to be there and wanted to win and was pissed off they were fucking losing. That is the only guy on the whole fucking team. Which, by the way. Like Bryce Betcher, like Eugene Kidd, walk on, blah, blah, blah. Lead your fucking defense, right? Like, wake up. Like get in your team's face. Get him going. Trayshawn Holden is your one guy? Come on. Like, come on.
Yeah, that second touchdown really pissed me off because I was watching with my buddies too, and I was literally just like, I don't care if it's an interception or anything. The receivers are good.
Yeah.
It's playing DB in college is hard against good receivers. Just throw a fucking ball up in the middle of the field to in the general area of a guy. And what do you know? Throws one in the middle field to Holden, catches it. It's a touchdown.
Yeah.
Just even the deep balls that they tried, they were uncatchable.
Yes.
I mean, one hit the back of the defender's heads. The other ones were within 20 yards of a guy.
God, the one that hit the guy in the head. Come on.
The one that hit the guy in the head is when that was the first quarter.
Yeah.
And I was like, game's over. It was 14-0. And Ohio State possession before.
Second drive.
Guy tipped Oregon guy tips it right into the hands of Ibuka. Next drive, Oregon throws it, hits a guy in the head, goes out of bounds. It's like, ah, well, yeah. The stupid bounces aren't going Oregon's way. Game's over.
But you see that happened against Washington, but they played good enough that it was a close game. This was, oh, we're fucked. Like, if they're getting the bounces and we're playing like this, oh, this is a rout. I mean, even looking at the run defense, too, they were getting 6-7 yards. I think it was their fourth touchdown, that run to the outside, where I don't think there was a defender that got within 5 yards of him from the second he touched the football.
That the Henderson one?
Henderson one up the sideline. I don't think it was anyone within five. That officially, I was like, oh, they have given up. That was the first half give up. Like, oh, this, they're done.
That reminded me of D'Anthony against Wisconsin. Like, he just got the handoff up the right sideline, and there's nobody there. And all right, just be fast.
The middle. Can't
catch him. Yep.
Touchdown, Bucks.
Have we ever seen Oregon rush for negative 23 yards before?
That was crazy.
Like 28, crazy. 28 carries for negative 23.
What did the offensive line do, man?
Is that on Terry? Is that on Elite Terry or is that on Stein?
I mean,
like
3 months ago, I had my whole rant on Elite Terry.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't recruit well, but I was willing to give up that he is coached well.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. They got caved in all the
whole game.
Play.
The whole game. Yeah. Passes, runs, the whole game.
And we all knew who JTT and you know, Sawyer were. But every play, they just got caved in. Every play.
Well, that's the difference. Have you guys seen a game where teams have played each other twice in a season? And there was that big a discrepancy in the game?
Maybe, no.
No. I mean, because sometimes
I was trying to find one.
Sometimes that better team will lose the first game, and you know they're going to win the second one. But usually it's like, yeah, they have it in hand. Maybe in the second half, you know, like yeah, they're going to win. Not from the first play of the game. It was like, it reminded me of the Penn State Rose Bowl first one, Penn 94. It's just like, oh,
Jonah Carter,
there's a touchdown. Well, this game's fucking over.
All right.
Like, that was fun.
It shouldn't
that
was a fun be. Rose That's Bowl. The thing that pisses me off is that game. Yeah. You know, we're talking 1995. Penn State.
Yeah.
Their talent advantage was crazy.
Dude, Oregon with like two stars that they're coaching up. You know what I mean?
Don't fucking tell me that the talent gap is that big now. Like, I don't want to fucking hear it. Like, when Oregon lost against Auburn in the national title game, when they lost against these Buckeyes in 2015 in the national title game, people were like, oh, the talent gap. We're here because of the scheme and the quarterback. Okay. There's not a talent gap like that now. No. I don't want to hear that.
No.
That I don't want to hear talent in the orbit of this game. Nothing about the talent gap.
Nope, because there isn't one.
There isn't one.
No.
Like, is Ohio State more talented than Oregon?
Yeah, a little bit in a couple places.
A little bit.
Well, maybe because that's the point, though, is all season long we've been talking about how this is the most talented, best Oregon team, top to bottom, that we've ever seen, like depth wise too. Because like Oregon has always had dogs, but like they've been at different
single guy
like places, right? And they never had depth. That like this team, top to bottom, like the most experienced quarterback they've ever had. The most deep wide receiver, most deep talented wide receivers they've ever had. They have two legit running backs right now. One of them rushed for 1,200 yards this year. Defense, the best defensive front they've ever had, top to bottom. They got like 5 stars. They got NFL guys. They got like their secondary is all transfers. They're all portal guys, veterans. They all know exactly what they're doing. Boss has been with Oregon for 4 years plus. Betcher's a veteran. But like, this is what I'm saying.
Talent,
depth, experience. This was the team. That's my point. That's why I'm like, there is no reason on God's green earth that that team should come out in the Rose Bowl and play like they did. No. Other than their coach didn't have them ready. That's it. That's it.
Because losing, you know, if they lost that game, you know, like they did against the Washington last year, it's football. Shit's going to happen in close games.
It's like one or two plays, right? Yeah.
You don't see effort like that from elite programs in these big kind of, you just don't see it out of teams that are supposed to be good and elite in these big time games. I don't think there's anything to even, I can't even think of anything to do with it now. I said, that's why I said maybe you fire someone, because it's that crazy out of the norm of something to happen in this game that you got to do something, because this thing will stick. That game will stick with a program, yeah. For a while. Yes. That kind of effort.
Yes. There's some stink on that game. Yes.
There's stink on fucking stink
this,
on
this.
This
is
game.
A scar. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. This is a scar on Dan Lanning.
And man, I
don't know what else. I don't know what else to say. You know,
I thought this was the year.
I did too. I really did.
You know, Georgia's down. Alabama's not even in it. You know, those SEC team ghosts are not in it, and they just
blew it.
I mean, I was starting
to the bed.
They blew it.
I was starting to chub up thinking of playing Texas in the second round, in the third round.
Oh my God.
Texas is going to get mollywomped by Ohio State.
Yes.
The score is going to be as bad as this score ended up to. Texas stinks.
Unless Ohio State like blew their wad on Oregon. Cause you do kind of get the sense that Ohio State like really only cared about Oregon for most of the season.
And right now, like, Who am I supposed to root for and or want to watch now in the playoffs?
Penn State.
It's not Notre Dame.
We don't back the big.
It's not Texas.
We don't back the big.
Ohio State still though.
It pisses me off that Ohio or that Penn State can say, "Oh, we got two playoff wins," and Oregon has none. Like, man, that just I'm not going to lie. It just chaps the tip of my dick. Like that. Yeah. It is what it is. It makes me
the tip of your dick. Upset. The tip of your dick is having a hard day, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know, like
yeah.
Pray, like, just pray for the tip of King's dick.
Man, it just makes me mad. It just does.
Yes. I guess I'm rooting for Georgia with the I don't even know their quarterback's
never.
Name. That's who I'm rooting for.
Never.
Now. I can't root for Carson Beck. But
I can't root for anybody left. I anybody left. I don't like him. Maybe Penn State, maybe like I mean, not really.
I think Dylan Cam needed to win that game in overtime, just so I had rooting interest going forward. They were going to get blown out too, but at least they would have been something like oh, Scataboo. Oh yeah,
Notre Dame.
No, never.
No. Okay,
can't back the Catholics.
Yeah. Oh. All right. Cool. College football's done.
It's over. It's done. Yeah, okay. College football is done.
All right. Okay.
I don't know why we even need do lines for the rest of the playoffs. We might not even do it.
I mean, we're going to. We're definitely going
to.
Yes.
It's close. It's close.
Do we have any final thoughts on the Rose Bowl and Oregon football in general?
Nutian
mentioned like he's glad this happened after signing day. Because, oh boy. And anybody else want to back out of their scholarship and sign with Florida? Because I might. Sorry, King, you were saying.
Is Oregon ever going to win a national title?
No. Why would we believe that at this point?
Because the system gets a little harder every year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This was it.
They could have been, like, in 2010... old-timey system. Mm-hmm. Hey, the writers just say, hey, 12-0, win a national title. You know, 2014, you know, whatever. You play Wisconsin in the Rose Bowl. You win. You got a split title. Yeah. No. I wonder now.
I see them definitely winning Big Ten championships and things like that and having great regular seasons. Yep. But I mean, what, we have nothing to say like, oh yeah, they could win it, right? There's nothing that we could give us hope to say, yes, they can win it. Because this is the best team they've had as a collective, and they just got curb stomped in the one game they had to win. Because they would have been favorites against everyone else.
In a tournament where that team they played would not have been there.
Yep.
Yeah. 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 Good times.
Yeah, it would be nice if this was like 3 years ago.
Oh, Sweet Georgia in the championship game.
Just play that one game. Wouldn't that be nice? Okay.
Yeah.
This sucks.
Yeah.
It sucks being a fan of this team. You know?
Yeah.
It does. It sucks.
This was the worst of them all. Though,
yeah. Because you know what? Like,
the most hope. This is the most hope of all the teams.
And
other than the Dennis Dixon team, if he doesn't get hurt.
It's on us, right? We're with the girl who keeps cheating on us. And it's like, you know what? I'm going to give her another chance. I believe her this time.
Are you saying we're cuckolds? Are we cuckolds?
1,000%.
Yes, yes.
The Oregon fan base. Look at me, Oregon fans. The Oregon fan base, we're a bunch of cuckolds. Write it down. Put it on your fucking wall. Remember it.
Nope.
That's it. Us.
I'm going pure jaded fan now from now on. Never having hope again. I will be jaded fan going forward. Next year, if we are still doing this podcast and the team, I don't care. Guess what? They're going to lose. I'm going to pick them to lose every week.
Every single week. Never, ever going to pick them to win against the line ever again in lines. Never. Nope. Which, by the way, let's do lines. Yes.
Right. Good thing it's quick. Yes,
lines,
it's quick.
Lines. Everywhere lines. We're doing lines because there's lines and there's lines. Let's just do fucking line ski.
All right. This was, like I said, it's close now, fellas.
Well, it was close last week for two of us.
Well, now it's close for all three of us.
Lies.
You had 9 points.
Wow.
Aga, you had 11 points.
Oh, that's more than nine.
I had 17 points.
No fucking way.
Yes. You guys were not. I actually picked. Yeah, you can just see that one. I picked 8 of 10 games just on this page. So, Raga, you
17.
Are.
17.
You are still in the lead. You have 105 points. King, you have 103 points. I now have 101 points.
That's incredible. By the way, this is an NBA basketball game. What do I always say about an NBA basketball game? Nothing matters until there's 5 minutes left. That's it.
There's always a run.
Nothing matters until there's 5 minutes left.
I guess I will give you guys the options because we have two games that have yet to play till tomorrow that we have picked already.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to stick with your Ole Miss pick? You star picked Ole Miss.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. No, we shouldn't be. We shouldn't be allowed to change those. Yeah.
All right. All right. Then also, just a refresher. You guys both picked Notre Dame. I picked Georgia.
Correct.
For tomorrow. Yes. All right.
Sounds good.
One of our last two games, we got the First Responders Bowl. We got North Texas and Texas State, battle of shitty small Texas schools. Texas State is 13.5 point favorite.
That's a big line against my North Texas.
Yeah. No, you're a big North Texas guy.
I mean, the Bobcats.
Which one's the Bobcats?
North, I think.
I was like, are you guessing? Is one of them actually the Bobcats?
It's Texas State, right?
Yes, North Texas is the Mean Green.
Uh-huh.
Texas State is the Bobcats.
Okay. Yeah, is one of them the Armadillos? What about the Armadillos?
Texas State Armadillos.
I got North Texas with the points, and I'm sure about this.
I guess I'm taking those Bobcats, too. Give me Texas State. That's not how you spell Texas State.
Ski could actually win this.
Yep. Then we go to the vaunted Duke's Mayo Bowl. Gophers, 9.5 point favorites against Virginia Tech.
Minnesota.
Yeah.
Yeah, same. My Gophers back the big.
Now I have to, because now there's only one more game left. The Bahamas Bowl. Buffalo 2.5-point favorites against Liberty. And I can't back Liberty, so I have to take Buffalo. Because fuck Liberty.
Yeah. Buffalo. Yeah.
Buffalo's my star pick. Suck it, Catholics.
I'm star picking Virginia Tech.
Wait, are they Christian or Catholic? Is there a difference?
They're Christian.
Okay.
King, right. Which of these three games do you want to star pick?
The one against Liberty.
Right, so you're taking Buffalo.
Buffalo as well? All right.
Yeah.
What about you, Ski? What was your star pick?
I did Virginia Tech.
All right.
Against them Ghosts.
All right. All right. This is a big week, boys. This is a big week.
Oh, yeah.
What's the score right now again?
105, 103, 101.
Wow. This is amazing. All right. By the way, I won our fantasy football league. So that's a thing.
Fantasy football update. Brought to you by.
Brought to you by. The Silver Bullet. Yeah. I wish. All right. So let's just do lines and then call it good. Yeah. So this sucks. You know, like we were already sad, and we were just deciding to be more sad, because you know what? Why not? So our list came from the Discord this afternoon, and it comes from after the Oregon loss. Lincoln City 69 in our Discord, which, by the way, Sports Brewery in our Discord. If you'd like to join in the fun, go to Discord, join the Sports Brewery page. If you need an invitation to that, we can send you one. Just ask us for it. Like, we're on Twitter, like Blue Sky, whatever. Just like ask us for
Discord
it,
was not fun during this game.
It was a bummer. Well, like life was a bummer during this game. So, you know, whatever. So Lincoln City 69's list idea is most disappointing Oregon plays of all time. So not Oregon games, Oregon plays of all time. Disappointing. That's like you can sort of look at this a few different ways. Because, you know, like expectations and then to be disappointed by a certain play, or a play just like makes Oregon lose. That could be, you know, whatever. So, who wants to start?
I'll start. So I'm going to throw you a curveball.
Yeah.
Because you just said Oregon and not Oregon football only.
I think we're talking about Oregon football, Ski.
Yeah.
But you know what? But no, you know what? Like, yes. Spread it out. Good. Go for it. Yeah.
Yeah, good. Jordan Bell box out. That one hurt. That's the worst, at least for basketball, my eyes. Just box out. Grab the rebound.
King, like, your face, I think, represents, like, so many people listening to this and watching this, and including myself, because I was thinking football only. And I did not think about Jordan Bell for getting the box out. Yeah. And I hadn't thought about that play in a while. And now I'm being forced to remember that play. And it's like,
we just root for such losers.
Fuck. Why?
What the fuck?
Honestly, that was the best chance of Oregon, like real sport Oregon, actually winning a national title that. And I guess COVID was the other one that really hurt their chances. Yeah, that one hurt that play.
Grab a rebound. I was just going Oregon football, and now I was emotionally set up for this list. Like I was ready, and now I've been taken down a little bit more.
You got to get used to that. If you're a cuckold now, just get used to it.
That's true.
The disappointment. That's true. Yeah.
This is empty. This has been empty, and so I need another one now. Because of that, Oregon football made me drink tonight. Dan Lanning, thank you. And now
going forward, go out and buy yourself a little chair that you can go sit in the corner now.
Because
that's what this team has reduced every Duck fan to. Yeah.
What are you doing, man?
Did you watch the game tonight?
Is he wrong? That was basically all of us watching the game today.
Yeah. It's like, oh, you're doing that to my wife? Oh, no, not that hole. No. No.
Is there anything I can do to stop this? No.
Yeah. I'll give you some lube at least, man. Here's some lube. Make
come
it
on,
easier.
Come on.
Make it easier on us. Yeah.
It's like it's my favorite thing. Stop. Stop.
Oh my god.
I know. I know. All right.
Hey, there's still eight more of these. You're up.
Yeah, right. My number three is the CJ Verdell fumble against Stanford. That was disappointing on a lot of levels. Like the fact that they shouldn't have been running the ball, like, you know, coaching level, player level, like, hey, take care of the ball. And then the fact that they went on to lose after that when they had no business losing. Yeah, that's my three. CJ Verdell.
Number three.
This list.
Teo Johnson catching a touchdown pass over Rashad Bowman in 2021. So Oregon didn't make the national championship game. But they would have gotten killed by Miami. Even worse, they got killed by tonight. Oh my God, being an Oregon fan is the worst.
What yeah, they really
were. Why were we born in Toledo, Ohio?
They really,
Rockets.
They would have lost by 60 to Miami.
I mean, we could be working in a mine and not having to worry about Rocket football in Toledo, and life would be great, right?
Yeah.
But no.
I'd probably root for the Zips myself.
That's Akron.
Yeah. It is Akron.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Threes from the chat.
Fuck them.
Fuck them.
Yeah. They don't get any.
WCP says Ertz was out of bounds against Stanford.
No one cares. Go away.
Netian says not rebounding against North Carolina.
All right. Eat shit.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah. Fuck you.
Mm-hmm. All right, who's
just the worst?
Who's in there too?
I guess.
Yeah,
I might as well get this out of the way too. My number two, Dyer not being called down.
So, like, can we say it's 2025 now? Like, can we just say he wasn't down?
He wasn't down.
He wasn't down. He wasn't.
At the time, he was down.
He wasn't.
No,
though.
He was never
like,
down.
He wasn't.
Was never down.
Guys, he wasn't down. Like,
he was down.
I mean, he wasn't, though. He but wasn't.
He was.
I mean, he put his hand on the ground held himself up.
Yeah,
like,
he was never down.
His wrist wasn't
to
down.
Tell me those fucking refs back then can see that there was that much room that his wrist and forearm weren't down.
Yeah, but they were right, though.
Yeah, they were correct.
Yeah, but
yeah.
They weren't right. They foolishly made the wrong call. No. That happened to be correct in the end. They were wrong. They should have blown him down.
Yeah, how can you make an incorrect call that happened to be correct?
What a terrible segment.
This
what
sucks.
Are we doing?
This sucks. all right, I'll move on. My number two is Dennis Dixon hurting his knee against Arizona. He actually hurt it against Arizona State, but that's like when he actually went down against Arizona. Okay, that's my number two. Who's up now for number two? Let's just hurry up.
King's up. King's up.
This sucks. This sucks. This list sucks. You know what?
Ass.
Oregon got,
no,
Oregon,
I hate this.
No, Oregon got their ass handed to him tonight. We're gonna fucking eat tonight, and then we're gonna move on. Like
yeah, Ezekiel Elliott running up for 25 yards up the middle. That's my number two.
Zeke running through Oregon's defense in the national championship. Okay, cool. Two's from the chat. Nutteen says CJ fumbling versus Stanford. Yeah, I said that too. WCP D'Anthony not making the block for Marcus Mariota against Stanford. What's like the deal with Stanford, guys?
There was a Stanford problem, man.
It's kind of nice that they don't have to play Stanford anymore, I guess. All right,
why? Because they're fucking terrible now.
What's your?
I wish we played. We still played Stanford.
What's your number one?
Is that who we need to worry about?
Yeah. What's your number one? Go.
My number one is the same as you, as Dennis Dixon.
Yeah.
That was the year.
That was it. Yeah, Oregon would have won the national championship. Without question. My number one is Cam Colvin against Cal. I was actually there, and I was like in the student section for that one, and like staring right down the line, and it happened right in front of me, and it sucked. Then Oregon lost to a guy named Nate Longshore, who if you remember the sign that I remember,
Zima.
He loves Zima. He loves Zima.
Who doesn't love a cold, refreshing Zima?
Nate Longshore loves Zima, and he beat Oregon. So, you know,
are we over Zima getting a bad rap? I mean, all those, you know, white claws.
You weren't old enough to drink Zima.
I've had a Zima before in my life, and I thought it tasted delicious. And now with white claws and all that shit, it's like, yeah.
It really was just a Smirnoff Ice.
Yeah, that's how it was.
Yeah. What's the thing where you have to kill a Smirnoff? What's the game?
Icing someone?
Ice them. Okay, I've never had it happen to me, and I've never had it explained to me. Will you please explain to me what icing someone is? Because frankly, it's 2025, and I would like to do it to somebody.
You hide a Smirnoff Ice in a place where they will eventually find it, and when you do, you have to pound that Smirnoff Ice.
So if they find it, then they have to drink it.
And usually you put it in a spot where they will definitely find it as well.
Gotcha. Okay, I love that. And I'm going to do that to my loved ones in 2025. Mm. So, cool. Thank you.
Especially if it's a nice one that maybe they don't find for a little while. So then it gets all hot, hot Smirnoff Ice. Oof, tough.
It's a bad day. It's a bad day. All right, ones. King, you need a one? Did you do yours
my
yet?
My number one. Yeah. Alejandro Maldonado missing the kicky in Stanford.
Stanford again, yep.
I hate Oregon football.
Good times.
Sports are dumb. Like, why do we watch sports?
I keep telling myself, I'm like, man.
Well, okay, you're a Chiefs fan at
no,
least.
No, like, Chiefs. Yeah. No, come on.
And the Royals, by the way. All you do,
joke.
Royals and Chiefs, all you do is win titles.
That looks great, but who are the chefs?
The Royals have more titles than the Ducks. It is driving me insane.
Drive me crazy.
Just one.
Like, literally. Like, just one, like, would change everything. Just one. Like, just one. God, guys. Like, fucking... And now Dan's going to be, like, hired to some NFL team or some shit. Like, and the team's just going to go back to whatever it was before. Like, God, it's such a fucking cycle.
Just pack it in. Let's just become Arizona State and Arizona, you know, just never, you don't even have to sniff at the playoffs ever again. And, you know, you can get on with life. Life is fine. When you don't have the expectations and hope, and
you know, Ski. Like, I think you're right. This is like an us problem. This is
a. Start by talking about ecosystems. Without apex predators, the food chain is out of whack.
This is an Oregon problem.
Not apex. And Oregon thinks they're apex. They've never been apex. This is an expectation thing. This is on us. This is on us for expecting what will never happen.
Hey, let's look at the bright side here. At least neither of the three of us went to Pasadena to watch this game live. I was that close.
Yesterday, when I saw the ticket prices, wife's like, go. I was like, eh.
Whoa.
Do you even
yesterday,
come home at that
by
point,
the
or
way?
You, or yeah, maybe it was but, the other day, but whatever. You know what I mean? It was like,
yeah,
oh, man.
Last minute. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you even come home from that day, that next day, or do you have to go just to Vegas for 2 days and just try to black everything out?
I would have had the kids, so.
Oh.
Yeah. No, I think you're taking a trip to a ranch in Reno, I think, instead, Ski. Like, maybe not Vegas.
We talked about Reno the other week. Reno is probably more fitting.
Steam is getting blown off.
Yes, I'm glad. I was just like, I'm fine.
I hate this team. hate it.
I would be so mad if I drove 14 hours and saw that.
Yeah.
You got to imagine that drive home.
Mm. Where's the nearest cliff?
That'd be hell.
You pass a lot of cliffs. The coastal road home.
The Castle Crags.
The highway home.
The PCH and just drive off into the ocean.
Yes.
The weird thing is at what point do you just kind of like give in to the social media like thing where like it's just like, Oregon's just never going to win a title.
Yeah. I think we're doing that right now.
Mm-hmm.
Are we?
Yes.
Yes.
I feel like I'm there. Like the path has gotten harder every single time. Like they played in a one team, you know, a two team, you know, final. They played in a four team final in the title, and then this year a 12 team, which is whatever. But fuck,
really? With the bye, it was an 8 team playoff with the bye. So
God, just brutal. Like I know I've said this, but this draw was just brutal. Everything about it. Fucking brutal. And it sucks that they're going to change the entire thing next year before they change it again and expand everything because money.
Make it harder to win, yes.
And it's going to be the Oregon rule. Oh, I'm so glad we're named after the Oregon rule. Fuck! 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 Sucks! It sucks! It sucks, and they played like shit, but everything about this format and how they were formatted sucks. Fuck. Have a good night, folks.
Yes.
Yeah, thanks for watching, thanks for listening. One's from the chat, by the way. you want to feel worse real quick?
I would do.
Dennis Dixon tore his ACL from Natian against Arizona, and then Dyer was down from WCP. Okay.
Unoriginal fucking bastards.
Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Thank you. And I mean that. Thank you for watching and thank you for listening. Because I think this was therapeutic a little bit. I think we're coming to terms with some things. And I think that's important for growth. Like, as individuals, the team's not growing. Like, Oregon football program is never going to grow. They're here. And you know what? This is as high as they're ever going to be. This is where they need to get. Never going to get there. And you know what? That's not okay. We're not okay with that. But I think we're accepting it. Maybe.
Acceptance is one of the stages.
Yeah, ask us again in 9 months.
Dante Moore, please save us.
Because we might take her back, you know? We might take her back in 9 months. Even though she keeps cheating on us, and she keeps fucking us over. But you know what? I feel like she's going to change. And
she's pretty good.
Is it, though?
It's pretty funny. I mean,
they did kick Washington's ass this year. That was pretty good. That makes me feel pretty nice and tingly. Fuck! Okay.
Fuck this shit.
Fuck this shit. Speaking of which, Challengers on Prime Video. Watch it. Listen to us talk about it on Sunday. You know what?
I blame King. That ruined it. That threw all the mojo. That movie
might be the worst week of this podcast ever. Like, we hate you, and thank you for watching, and thank you for listening. Goodbye.